Some classic blues recordings of Bessie Smith are now being reissued on compact disc. Smith recorded with a lot of the great jazz musicians like Louis Armstrong, Coleman Hawkins, and Fletcher Henderson. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says one of her key partners has gotten little attention, trombonist Charlie Green. Here's Green playing with Armstrong on Nashville Woman's Blues.
Bessie Smith's blues are, of course, celebrated for her magnificent singing, but her classic recordings from the 1920s also helped jazz soloists find their voices. When she first went into the studio in 1923, jazz was still mostly a collective art, with horns weaving around each other Dixieland style. But Smith's records were spare, with just piano and maybe one or two horns. When she took a breath, a horn player would slide in to answer her last line. For a few seconds, he was out front, but he had to make a statement fast, and if he was any good, his playing took on some of the inflections and power of Bessie's voice. Louis Armstrong. The new second volume in the Complete Bessie Smith series takes in 1924 and 25. That was when she recorded with Armstrong, and when she first encountered a musician she liked enough to use on 21 recording dates altogether. Charlie Green, nicknamed Big Green, was practically the only trombone player she ever recorded with. Charlie Green uses a plunger mute there to get that wah-wah sound to mimic her voice. Using a rubber plunger wasn't a brand new idea, but Smith's records helped popularize the technique. It soon became a hallmark of Duke Ellington's orchestral style. Charlie Green wasn't a great virtuoso, but his horn and Bessie Smith's voice made a natural fit. Both had a bellowing middle register sound that lent itself well to primitive recording techniques and to playback on gramophones. Green's strong presence comes across even when he plays behind Louis Armstrong.
Then you say
Meg Green was a member of Fletcher Henderson's orchestra when he recorded with Smith, but he wasn't featured much with that band. Green died prematurely in the winter of 1936, freezing to death after getting locked out of his New York apartment. He hasn't been treated well by historians either, but Bessie Smith knew his worth. She recorded a tribute to and with him in 1927. There have been a few classic partnerships in improvised music, like Billie Holiday and Lester Young, or Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie, but maybe none has been as unjustly overlooked as this one.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer living in New York. We've been listening to Bessie Smith, the complete recordings, Volume 2, on the Columbia Legacy label.